Every day, we use a lot of digital data, from checking Facebook to sending email. It all seems kind of intangible, but this data actually exists on a server at one of the millions of data centers across the country. Over the next few months, we'll be exploring the connection between energy and our digital information. To start, Inside Energy's Lee Patterson takes us to an experimental Wyoming data center that is fighting energy waste using waste.
Siri, what's the address of the Microsoft data plant in Cheyenne, Wyoming?
Checking my sources.
She sends my query to a data center for the answer.
Okay, I found this on the web for the address of the Microsoft data plants in Cheyenne, Wyoming.
No address, but plenty of articles about the country's first wastewater-powered data center, which is where I'm headed. The Microsoft data plant is no bigger than a trailer home dropped on a deserted expanse of a windswept prairie. Troy Axthel, a researcher at the University of Wyoming, one of the partners on this project, takes me inside, which is like stepping into a refrigerator filled with small metal rectangles.
These are actually like your hard drive in your computer, just a little fancier, a little bigger.
Which basically describes the hard drives that fill the nearly 3 million data centers spread across the country. That buzz in the background, that's the fuel cell creating power. These centers can be as small as a closet, like this one, and almost as big as 40 football fields. But they all guzzle tons of electricity.
I think in 2013, it was like something around 90 billion kilowatt hours, which is just crazy.
That 90 billion, actually 91 billion in 2013, according to the Natural Resources Defense Council, is enough to power all New York City households for 2 years. By 2020, the NRDC projects usage will go up by more than 50%. And the problem is that most of these facilities run off the same electrical grid that we all use and are backed up by diesel generators. That means data centers are powered largely by fossil fuels. So the Microsoft data plant is trying something greener, human waste.
Well, what our job is to remove everything that goes down the drain or down the toilet out of the water.
I met Clint Bassett at the Dry Creek Wastewater Treatment Plant right next door to the data center. We're standing by two thick pipes labeled sludge in, sludge out. And it's the processing of this sludge that produces methane gas.
The methane gas is then cleaned up and then run through the fuel cell that generates electricity and heat.
That powers the nearby data center, which is part of a small but growing experimental trend. In North Carolina, for example, an Apple data center runs off methane emitted by a landfill. And Hewlett-Packard has looked into doing the same with cow manure. Microsoft believes that one day these facilities could be scattered or stacked at methane-emitting sites all over.
So my name is Sudeep Pasricha. I'm a faculty at Colorado State University.
Pasricha studies efficiency and reliability in data centers. He explains that until recently, companies have had zero incentive to clean up their energy usage because there's no government agency that tracks them and they're not required to disclose their electricity consumption. But within the industry, attitudes towards the importance of going green are changing.
And that is essentially a kind of a stakeholder push. So people who are on the managing boards or even customers of companies are now demanding that the services that they consume do not have a massive environmental impact.
Tech giants like Apple and Facebook have all invested in renewables to run some of their data centers. Earlier this month, Amazon announced plans to build a massive wind farm in Indiana to power data centers all over the country. Wyoming's Microsoft data plant was put there to test its limits, to be battered by the region's hurricane-force winds, high altitude, and frigid winter weather. Troy Axthelm again.
This is an experiment. You know, we have to see what's going to happen, and that's how we're going to learn where these can go and what we need to adjust to make them work in the real world.
And then one night, the thermometer reached 30 below.
And we actually had a pipe burst, so the data center basically filled up with ice.
The big challenge for these data centers is to innovate and maintain a smooth and plentiful flow of electricity. Because most of us don't think about how or by whom our data is processed. We just want it done now. And companies know that if Apple's Siri takes too long to find me an address, I'll just check Google instead. For Inside Energy, I'm Lee Patterson.